Rush Limbaugh, George Floyd video made me so mad I can't see straight, cop must be dealt with hard. By Joshua Kaplan on May 28, 2020. Thursday on his nationally syndicated radio program, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh said the video of a Minneapolis police officer putting his knee on the neck of now-deceased George Floyd made him furious and called for the involved cops to be severely punished. A partial transcript is as follows. Rush Limbaugh, right now, in Minnesota, it seems like you can get arrested for opening a business but you can't get arrested for looting one. But given what happened there, you have to understand the literal outrage that some of these people are feeling. The rioters. I've got a story by Victoria Taft at PJ Media. PJ Media, rioters are so angry about police killing that they stole baby clothes and air fryers from nearby Target. See, on the other side of the glass here there is raucous laughter. Laughing, there is. It's multiracial laughter, by the way, occurring on the other side of the glass. Protesters broke off into riotous mobs who smashed their way into Target where they stole every imaginable thing. The rioters' righteous anger impelled them to grab an air fryer. Nothing says, F, the police like frying up some grub or, as one woman did, grabbing baby clothes. Another guy must have checked out a friend's wedding registry before rioting because he walked out with several sets of bedding, and he didn't even get the best. He didn't even get Boll & Branch because they're not available retail. Or maybe he was planning to stay overnight in the Target and needed some new sheets and bedding stuff to sleep on before awakening the next day to continue the rioting. This is the way people deal with these kinds of things. For example, the media. The media is viewing Minneapolis looters as protesters. It's grotesque incompetence, negligence on the part of blue state governors. And it's so widely known now to be the case that these blue state governors are doing all kinds of twisting and pretzeling to try to blame Trump for that. That Trump made them do it, that Trump had some policy that made them do that or they wouldn't get federal money or some such thing. Nothing of the sort is true. You know, right and wrong, the concepts of right and wrong, are so easy to see if you aren't blinded by politics. But if your world is governed by politics, if your world has no reality because it's governed by politics, well, that's how you look away at people like Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton, all of them. Bill Clinton's still Teflon in all this stuff, and it's all because of politics mattering first. Politics is why the Barack Obama FBI looked away from Hillary Clinton's lawbreaking. Politics drove Obama to spy on the Trump campaign. Politics drove Cuomo to consign a bunch of elderly people to nursing homes. You know, nothing that's happened so far this year, nothing that's happened in 2020, is all that complicated. It's very easy to understand. But if you're governed first and foremost by politics, therefore corruption, then you are blind to reality and blind to the truth. Look, one more thing about this Minneapolis situation and George Floyd. I mean it. I hope these cops are dealt with good and hard. I can't. I've seen the video like everybody else, and it makes me so mad I can't see straight. h/trushlimaw.com